I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And we're live on Jethro FM, country with a twist and a little bit of grillin' going along with it. That's 94.9 that you're listening to, 99.5 in Lowell, and everywhere else in the world that you can hear us. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's next, baby?
I think some smoky country is what's next. We're gonna smoke it up on some country.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Pork chops on the grill with some apple. So here's a cool thing. Pork chops, you know, we love pork. Everybody loves pork chops. Who doesn't love pork chops? I know a Muslim guy that loves pork chops.
Right?
Yeah, yep. He does. Bacon, too. So everybody loves that stuff. Grilled pork chops, bone in, inch to inch and a half thick cut.
That's the piece right there you got to listen to, that inch to inch and a half. The stuff you get at the big box stores are going to be a half inch, and they dry out, and you might want to drop them and you know, see if you can score
Don't
a goal
do it.
With it.
Yeah, no. Go to your butcher.
It's all they're worth.
Go to Sobey Meats. It's just too easy. Have them cut them for you. And then get you some nice apples. And I'm not talking about these Granny Smiths for a pie. I'm talking about like a beautiful, whatever your favorite apple is. Not too sweet, although, I don't know, maybe something you get a deal on because everything's crazy expensive right now. So you slice those apples right into rings. And you can take the center out if you want, but you don't have to. Just about, I'm going to say half inch thick.
Okay.
And you brush just a touch of butter on them and maybe a touch of salt or sugar. I would do salt.
Sweet
just
and savory.
A touch of salt and throw them on the grill. Get some nice grill marks.
Okay.
Finish your pork chop off with those. Apples and pork chops are fantastic together.
So you're going to core it to get the seeds and the core out of that little
maybe,
ring.
Maybe, maybe not.
And then you put butter on it and a little salt, and you're grilling the piece of apple while you're grilling the pork chop. Not on it, but beside it.
Yep.
Right? And how do I know when the apple's done?
I'm probably going to grill the apple when I'm done with my pork chop.
Okay.
Because I want that thing to rest for 10 minutes. The apple will take about 3 minutes.
Okay.
You're going to take a minute on each side.
Because you're about, what, quarter inch
Half
thick?
Inch
Half
thick.
Inch.
Yep.
Okay.
And you're going to make like an apple steak, and you're going to put one on each pork chop. And you don't need to do anything else. You can put a chutney on if you want, but you want to taste the pork chop.
And the
you
apple.
Want to taste the apple.
Right. Yep. Kind of cool.
They're
well, that's
very,
an easy little recipe.
It's really simple.
And you can probably use any rub you'd like on that pork chop, but probably something that's a little sugar-based.
Yeah, like salt and pepper.
Yep. Would be good as well. But, you know.
No, you're going to get your sugar out of the apple. You don't even need a sugar-based rub. I'm telling you, salt and pepper on a pork chop is always good. Always has been. Just like a steak.
Right.
You don't have to get fancy. That's
you
your
sure
problem,
don't.
Jop. You're just too fancy.
Well, you know, look at me. I it's a good thing we're on the radio, you know, just because.
Because he fancy.
Because he fancy. Yeah. Just talked to the guy from the UP. That was crazy. But
That's
anyway,
a country song, isn't it,
right.
Conrad? Fancy was her name? Yeah.
So last weekend, I went up to the UP, and we went salmon fishing and got blanked. And so we went to the market, and we bought a salmon.
You didn't catch a salmon?
We did not.
In that whole big lake?
Right. There was a lot of them out there. I'm sure we marked a bunch of them, but none of them came our way. So we made some cedar plank salmon. But what I did is I took a recipe and put a little glaze on it with I took some ginger, freshly ground salt and pepper, and a little bit of coriander, and some maple syrup. And I put all that together and made just a kind of, you know, syrup is thick, and it was a little bit of a thick glaze. I put that on the salmon about the last 5 minutes that it was on the plank. So I soaked the cedar plank, put the salmon on there, skin side down, and then put it on the grill, on a medium-high grill, so that it burns the bottom of that plank a little bit. Get it smoking so you get the smoky flavor of the cedar in there. And in about the last 5 minutes, I put that glaze over the top of it and just let it get hot enough so it got tackier than it already was with the maple syrup. But the fans went crazy on that. We had six of us for dinner and a, you know, maybe like a 16-inch fillet. It was perfect, the right amount. The guys got a little more than the gals, and it was really good, but super easy glaze. And the maple syrup is a home run on fish. But, you know, he put a little coriander in there, again, salt and pepper, and then the ginger gave it a great flavor.
And what type of filet was it?
It was just a...
Salmon?
Salmon, yep. Just a red, you know, pink salmon.
Like my shorts. Filet.
No, not quite that nasty, but it was a good color. Yeah.
Well, they're faded.
Right. No, but anyway, so easy to do, and lots of salmon this time of year. Last week, my buddy Charlie Slosher sent me a picture from at daybreak. The sun's just coming up over the horizon, and he's standing there with a big king that he had caught out on the lake. I thought that was a great day at work, right? Because it was middle of the week, but he went out, took a fishing trip, took a mental health day, and went out there. So this is salmon time of year. They're in. They're running. We just didn't get any, so we improvised. But you're going to like to do that. What else is good fall grilling, Bob?
I'm just looking on my phone here. I called our friend from Alan Bob's. I'm heading out for some salmon and steelhead on Lake Michigan next week. And if you do like fishing on the big lake, Alan Bob's has just made a big surge towards more supplies for deep water fishing. And, you know, if you live in Michigan, you're so lucky because you've got Lake Huron, Lake Erie, Lake Superior, and Lake Michigan. Up where Chaz is,
right.
That whitefish, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
I think it's probably the best fish in the world.
So mild,
I love mahi-mahi. Whitefish beats mahi-mahi.
Yeah, when I was up there last weekend, we were over in Cedarville, which is toward the east end of the UP, right on Lake Huron. And
you caught what?
But we a buzz, nothing else. But we went to a bar, imagine that, on an afternoon for lunch. And I ordered a whitefish sandwich, and, you know, it was so lightly breaded and just quick flash fried.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, it was just wonderful. They made it into a Reuben. And it hit, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was really
good. Like sauerkraut?
Yeah,
Thousand
right.
Island?
Yep.
Wow.
And Swiss cheese.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so hungry.
It was really good.
The only thing better than whitefish is something up in Alaska that they call the mother-in-law fish.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's so stinking good. It's one of the rockfish. They call them rockfish. And I caught one, and the guy goes, oh, you got a mother-in-law fish. And I looked at it. It was absolutely the ugliest cartoon-looking fish you ever saw in your life.
Yeah.
But that thing ate so well.
Right.
And they're better than, everybody goes up to Alaska thinking that they're going to catch...
Halibut. And king crab.
And halibut. I mean, halibut's pretty good.
Right.
It's really good. But, I mean, the rock bass, the rockfish and stuff up there.
Yeah.
Smoke it.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about a lamb burger. That's something that probably a lot of people don't do.
Yeah,
but that's
a great idea, and your butcher can do it for you.
Yeah.
And if you know, like, you know, I work with some Middle Eastern guys, and I love lamb. My wife's half Lebanese, and I've just gotten to really appreciate lamb. However, her father taught me how to make shish kebabs, right? Except he used steak. He was Lebanese, but he liked steak. He said, yeah, I don't really care for lamb, Bob. I was like, yeah. Okay. Fine, you're the Lebanese guy here, but I do like it because why? Because I'm a grilling guy, and
right?
I'm a pig,
and
I like to eat anything that won't eat me first,
right? So, what are you talking about? I see on the show plan here, I'm looking at this thing called grilled cheese with a question mark, and then you wrote Aldi's down. Aldi's is a store, is that what you're talking about?
You like the grilling cheese, the cheese lady, right?
Oh, yeah,
okay. You can go to Aldi's and get that grilling cheese.
So what that is
for
is
it's much, much less money.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. the Cheese Lady is a little store that is here in Grand Rapids, and they have hundreds of cheeses in the store. It's a
Conrad
wonderful place.
Shaking
to go.
His head. He's obviously been there.
Yep.
But, you know the Cheese Lady?
Yeah.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Right.
Yeah. And there's one
Muffin
in Muskegon. One
right.
In Muskegon.
Oh, is there? The Cheese Lady? Yeah. Well, the Cheese Lady I know is in Grand Rapids.
But she lives on Drury Lane.
Right. But... anyway, this grilling cheese is a high-temperature
fabulous
cheese that you put right on the grill and grill it like a burger, and it softens, but it doesn't run. And it is wunderbar, just a wonderful flavor. They got two or three flavors of it, but you can't go wrong with any of them. Who doesn't like hot cheese, right? I mean, it's just wonderful.
If you go down to Greektown in Detroit,
yeah,
and you get the Saganaki.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Do you have to wear a mask so you don't get that, or do you? It's okay then, right?
No, it's the flaming cheese they bring to your table.
Oh yeah,
and they go oopa.
Yeah, right.
You've had it before, haven't you?
I have. And don't they bring the?
Don't they light it right in front of your face?
Yeah, but there's a liquor on there, right? There's a liquor on there that lights on fire. That's what it is.
Pure grain alcohol.
Ouzo. That's what I'm looking for. Ouzo.
I don't think so.
It is. Anyway, all right. Let's reel this back
you're
in.
Just coming as up, Greek as
coming up next. We're gonna bring this train to the station. Wild turkey, bourbon grilled chops. I might even have another recipe for you, too. But stick with us. We'll be back.